time, Mr. Tucker, would you read the rules out for the public comments, please?
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. Public comments. Is an opportunity for members of the public to share information with council. It is not time for a debate or with or questions and answers from council. It is a time for council to receive input, and it's not a time for council response. In short, during public comments, council will listen to the public comments, but not comment on the public comments. And no offensive language, belittling, degrading council members or staff. Be on your best behavior, and none of those adjectives that we sometimes like to use to identify people. Thank you.
I will say something that's an interesting fact that I learned just recently. 435 members at the House of Representatives in D.C., and occasionally they get to speak for 1 minute. Did you guys know that fun fact? Occasionally, if they're in high pecking order, they get to speak for a period of 1 minute. So I'm all about transparency, and I'm all about hearing from people. So I think it's wonderful that everybody's allowed 5 minutes, and that we don't put any limits on ourselves or others. And I think that this council and leadership is the reason for that, and I appreciate you guys very much.
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people.
Right.
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right. If we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? And once you come to, you realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?
People up in Congress get 1 minute, y'all, 1 minute. And so we ought to be happy with 5 minutes. Isn't it great that we are not limited like those people in Congress that are making the rules and regulations for us? Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Kershaw County Liberty Report. I'm your host, Jeff Maddox. And this week, we've got another county council meeting where I think the pigs might have been hit because there was a lot of squealing going on. As usual, there's not that much going on after they passed the budget and the millage, and things kind of go into a lull. This week was basically with just some tax map changes and some zoning changes. You get a Dollar General. Most people were commenting on a Dollar General up Ridgeway Road, up 34 around Ravens Crossroads, and that passed unanimously. But first up, I want to bring up a project that the Kershaw County GOP community outreach people have come up with for Veterans Park. Now, anyone that's been following the channel knows that we were against the Veteran Park snafu, where it was bought several times and the county ended up paying an exorbitant fee, and that it's a swamp park, and the reason that they changed it, the name to Veterans Park, is in order to get the support of the veterans and the people and cover up the boondoggle that happened. Well, we've got the damn thing now, so I guess we need to make lemonade out of lemons. And to that end, the South Carolina GOP has come up with a proposal. And it's a very interesting proposal that I think needs to have some light shined on it. So here's Mr. Uten explaining it to you.
Right, we have a presentation tonight from Mr. Greg Uten on Operation Picnic Table. This was placed on the agenda by Councilman Jones.
Howdy, Council. Thank you, Mr. Jones, for getting us on this
agenda so quickly.
Glad to have you here.
I would love for y'all to see what we're trying to present to you, and I think it's a no-brainer for our community and our veterans. If you drive by our Veterans Park by the river, it's looking a little bare and a little desolate. I mean, we got a walking trail. I love our flags up there up on the hill. You look across the field, you really don't see much. So we would like to replace a few dilapidated picnic tables across the park, but not one picnic table or place to sit to take a break on the walking trail. So as I will tell you, I'm a retired Master Sergeant Greg Uten. I was born and bred here in Kershaw in Abney's dirt, and now I roll in Cassett's dirt. But the number one part, and I'm part of the KCGOP Community Outreach Committee, and that's why I come to you, just asking for your approval. The number one purpose of this approval will not take one dime out of the Kershaw County citizens' pocket. And you heard me, not one dime. This will be a donation project, private and corporate, for community beautification and to honor all our veterans. Our short-term goals, as you can see in the picture, sorry for my crappy drawing, but we would like to present this on November 11th on Veterans Day. We have this may be a two-phase process. We got fundraisers for Veterans Bricks, past and present, to honor and memory of, in honor of, or in memory of. If you're a veteran that honorably served, then you qualify for a brick. And we ask people to use the integrity system upon that. The American flag will be elevated with a granite stool with a bench around it, and it'll be raised 3 to 4 feet with 4 LED cam lights, so we're not using too much power. But we do request to pull water and power underneath that flag pole, which will be under lock and key, and we would like that controlled by Parks and Recreation Department. If they can use it how they may. We want to raise the money to refurbish wooden picnic tables to raise enough for industrial grade picnic tables that can be bolted to each structure that you see on that one. I know, I do understand we do have 6 branches of the military, but as of right now, the Space Force is a department under the Air Force. So we cost effectiveness, 5 structures. We will put the Air Force and the Space Force together, and all other 4 branches will have their own structure. And each structure will have each branch of the military seal inlaid into concrete with a clear resin over it to protect it from being chipping and broken and all of that.
This is what self-government is all about. If you want something done and you think it's a good idea, the people are going out and they're asking people if they think that this is a good idea, and people are gathering around it because they consider it a good idea. And so notice that he says it won't cost the taxpayers a dime. They're going to raise all the funds themselves. County Council loves this idea. This shows you that things can be done privately if the ideas are good enough for everybody to get behind. If it's a bad idea, people are going to say, man, you crazy. I don't want to do that. And that's what, you know, like travel baseball and all, spending millions and millions of dollars and all, with the taxpayers are forced to pay for it. You don't have any choice. Here you have a choice. If you want to support these people, give them some money, give them some time, give them whatever you can, if that's your choice. If not, go on about your business, get your Starbucks in the morning, and go back to the house. But this is something that transcends this government thing. Now, of course, they're asking for approval and all because the corporation, the council, remember that immortal being that runs everything and never dies, become members changing and everything, they still have to give permission. And I think that's going to happen. So now we get down to the juicy part where the pigs squeal because of what I said. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you know, all I advocate is for more freedom less tyranny, less taxes, less government, more transparency. And if we're going to have self-government, let's have self-government. Let's don't have this thing where they don't tell us anything and they vote on anything and you get 5 minutes here and there. So let's listen to what... Now, I sent an email in because I could not make the meeting that night. And prior to the meeting, when I sent the email, I alerted Miss Hannah and Mr. Templer that, you know, it was inbound and all, and they assured me that Katie would get it. After that, I got a text message from Katie saying that, thank you, Jeff, I will read this in its entirety. Now, ladies and gentlemen, as we play this, and it's 5 minutes long, 5 minutes and 24 seconds, actually, I want you to notice what happens around the 4 minute mark.
This comment is from Jeff Maddox. As many of you are aware, I have been at this podium many times over the years. Mr. Tucker, you know too. Mr. Jones, you know. You have both seen me, heard me, even moved at one point to limit my voice passing, and may now refer to as the Jeffy Rule. What is the Jeffy Rule? The Jeffy Rule is the fact that there are time limits on public comments as well as time limit during the public hearing. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I am the reason the people's voice continues to be limited in county council. Why, you might ask? Why silence the people? I can think of several reasons. Time is one. Time is valuable. I mean, really, who wants to sit around and listen to people explain their opinion and voice their concerns about whatever issue that is before council at any given time when you have already decided the outcome and will not change your mind? I can see where that might be considered a waste of time, can't you? I can think of another reason to limit the time the people voice their concerns. You see, it takes time to develop and present a clear step-by-step reasoning, to expand an argument for the position and express opinion for or against an issue in question. By limiting the amount of time to present an argument, it makes the argument trivial, so it can be buried, silenced, and forgotten. This is censorship. For whatever reason one might use to justify a time limit on the voice of the people addressing the government is a form of censorship. There is no debate on issues that save the tacit back and forth between council members during a short discussion period just before a vote. That's it. There is no real debate. The public can, for 5 minutes in public comments and 10 minutes in a public hearing, ask questions on the topic at hand, but council does not respond. Council does not answer questions in a public forum. Council, in fact, has a written rule against this sort of interaction in their rules for public comments. This is not a time for debate with or questions and answers with council. And in short, public comment time is a time for council to listen, all caps, to public comments, not to comment, all caps again, on public comments. Most people do not know their voices are indeed limited. How can that be, you might ask? The reason is simple. You see, most people censor themselves. Most people never, ever step up and tell their truth. They are afraid to rock the boat, so they just remain silent and go along. Evidence of this can be found by looking at the last 3 years in the defending silence of the people against lockdowns, masks, social distancing, and experimental injections mandated and or recommended by authorities who cannot be questioned. Government at every level, from D.C. all the way down to our local government, has silenced debate, gagged the voice of the people, and destroyed individual rights every step along the way. This, ladies and gentlemen, is how freedom dies. Freedom dies when speech is limited and debate stifled. Freedom dies without debate. We hear politicians claim to be open and transparent all the time, but those are idle words with no actions. I challenge Kershaw County Council to take concrete action to encourage debate. Self-government requires free, vigorous, and open debate. If any idea is sound, it would welcome all challenges to it. Those who will not debate their positions are admitting they cannot defend them. Debate is much like fire used to strengthen steel, though repeated heating steel is tempered. The same is true with ideas and opinions, that through vigorous debate, the idea is tested to see if it is strong enough to survive repeated challenges. It is through this debate that the bad is consumed and the good rises from fire tested, tempered and ready to be challenged.
I challenge this council to implement real, open, and transparent government by passing new rules and new procedures to encourage debate by subjecting council to questions and answers in open public forums on a regular basis. Ladies and gentlemen, our government has trampled on us for far too long. We have begged them for years for redress to no avail. We are now taxed, regulated, and fined to the point that little can be saved from our dwindling paychecks. We are told these things are for the greater good, but each claim that people get poorer and poorer. This we are told is for the greater good. This nation was founded on principles of individual God-given rights, and that governments are formed by men to secure these rights, not to rule and regulate the people, for the greater good of the collective. We, the people of the United States, have given away the freedoms of old for the promises of security and prosperity, only to lose the freedoms once sacrificed with thousands of lives to achieve. I urge my fellow Americans to rise to the occasion, rise up, speak truth to power. There is a war against our freedom. There is a war against our families. There is a war for our children. The time for silence has long since passed. The enemies of freedom are inside the castle.
So what you see, ladies and gentlemen, is that she stopped. She stopped around the 4-minute mark and left out probably the most important part of the email. The question is why? Why did the timer not be started? I mean, the guy that's running the timer timed every single person that came up there until it came to mind. Was it that Katie told him that I'm going to read it in its entirety? Was it just because he missed it? Was it, what is it? It draws into question what was really going on. Was this a mistake? Katie Gwynn assured me that it was a mistake because the timer did not start the time. She had to judge the time off the clock. So, you know, was it a mistake? Was it not a mistake? These are the questions that go through somebody's mind when you look at all the reactions. Because that is the telling of the tale. So, after all the rigmarole and all, and the presentation of Operation Picnic Table and all, and an executive session, County Council comes out from executive session, and the only thing left is council briefings. And listen to what Russell Brazel has to say, as he's the first one up.
I don't have a whole lot to say.
Talk about me.
Yeah, I'll talk about Jimmy. Jimmy, thank you for everything that you do. I will say something that's an interesting fact that I learned just recently. 435 members at the House of Representatives in D.C., and occasionally they get to speak for 1 minute. Did you guys know that fun fact? Occasionally, if they're in high pecking order, they get to speak for a period of 1 minute. So I'm all about transparency, and I'm all about hearing from people. So I think it's wonderful that everybody's allowed 5 minutes, and that we don't put any limits on ourselves or others. And I think that this council and leadership is the reason for that, and I appreciate you guys very much.
So Russell's saying, hey, we got more free speech than Congress, y'all. We ought to be happy. I'm proud that we have this. And we don't limit ourselves. We only limit the people to 5 minutes and 10 minutes. But we don't limit ourselves. That's what he's saying. He's saying we can talk all we want, but the people, we don't need, but, you know, the Congress only gets 1 minute.
Is this a democracy? Is this self-rule? And where in the world did you see that he just recently found this fun fact? Isn't that amazing how that fun fact just recently came up? Where would you see that fun fact pop up, ladies and gentlemen? Now, that smells to me of prior knowledge of my email. Now, is that true? I don't know. What do you think? Could that be possible? How about Russell Brazel? I think you already knew. And that's why your fun fact came up. Second up, we got Mr. Derek Shoemaker. Now, Derek, I like Derek. I really do. And he brings up that he's going to have town halls. Take a listen.
Yeah, not much. In reference to the dialogue piece, I want to say that, you know, one way we can get that back and forth is just being in our districts. And I think, I know personally, every single person up here is extremely available to their constituents anytime there's a question. To that end, though, on August 10th, and I'm going to start publicizing this on Facebook once I get a finalized location. On August 10th, I'm going to host a town hall in Elgin. It's obviously going to be geared for that area, but of course, anybody is welcome to attend. I'm between three locations, or among three locations. Between is only two things. I'm among three locations, Blaney Baptist Church, Elgin Town Hall, or the library. Elgin Town Hall has already given me space. I'm trying to see if I can get a bigger one, hopefully get a lot of people there. I've already invited Madam Chair, but obviously my fellow council members, you're all welcome. We're going to be, my personal topic I want to talk about is growth. I want to talk with those residents about their opinions on growth, what they think about some of the options we've discussed up here, and then, of course, open it to anybody. So to anybody who thinks there should be more back and forth, at least for me personally, August 10th, some location in Elgin I'll have by the end of the week, you're more than welcome to come and chat with me. That's all I have. Thank you.
Now, town halls are good. I mean, yeah. But what we don't get is on a regular basis a chance to debate ideas, debate fundamental functions of government, to do any of this on a regular basis, especially with the whole council on at a time. Like I argued in my email, I would like to see council face scrutiny, face questions, and be forced to answer, and have a debate. A civil debate, but a debate nonetheless of the issues of the day on a regular basis. Maybe every month, maybe every quarter, but something that people can count on, that they can go to and openly discuss their concerns, have time to explain their opinions and positions, and have them challenged. These are the things that I'm arguing for a self-government. Next up, we have Jimmy Jones. And Mr. Jones is quite upset with Jeff.
Just a couple of things right quickly. On the letter that you read from the citizen, you know, this is what I like. And I may be wrong. Maybe I heard it wrong. But they don't put the facts in there on that limitation. On the presentations, I voted against it, but you don't hear that. They love to lump everybody into one package. And one more thing too, there's not a member of this council that he just left. I wish he was here. That nobody on this council voted for that. They inherited that.
So I think. Let me stop this right here and apologize to Jimmy Jones for what I said here. When you're editing down for a 5-minute discussion, we often miss things. And I want to point out this in my speech. And here it is. Now, as many of you are aware, I have been at this podium many times over the years. Mr. Tucker, you know. Mr. Jones, you know. Both of them were there on that council when they set time limits. This is the sentence where I messed up. You both have seen me have heard me and even moved at one point to limit my voice by passing what many now refer to as the Jeffy Rule. Right here, I have messed up because right here where it says, you have heard me and even moved at one point to limit my voice. Right here, this should have counsel. In other words, you have both seen me, have heard me, and counsel even moved at one point to limit my voice. You see, the county council is a body in and of itself. Yes, there are council members and all, but what council votes on is a majority rule, and Jimmy didn't vote for this. And I missed this wording right. And Jimmy, if you're listening to this, I apologize. I really do. I'm sorry that I worded it in the way that I did. One thing we've got to understand is the council in 1967 and the council of 2023 is still the council. It doesn't matter the members and the focus and all that. All of council, whatever they do, is carried on to each and every council. So the council as a body is a person and is recognized as such as a municipality and is treated as such under law. They have rights and all that. That's why they go into executive session all the time, so that they can protect the rights of the corporation, the council of Kershaw County. So I understand why Jimmy got upset. I probably would have too. But I apologize, Jimmy. I meant the whole council as a body. I hope you'll accept my apology on that. Let's continue.
So I think the letter was unfair to members of this county council, and it definitely was unfair to me, but I'm used to that. I've been fighting bureaucracy. I've been fighting politicians for 17 years. I was fighting with some people who were in diapers that are complaining now. And I'm going to be fighting for another 3 years, and I'm going to run again. So come on after me if you want me. I'm there. But folks, I mean, I'm not taking up them and stating the facts. They had nothing to do with that 15-minute time limit. And I voted against it. But you don't hear that when people write their letters talking about freedoms. Well, I fight for transparency. I've been fighting for it. Past county council tried to have me arrested, indicted, because I was exposing. The local paper knows that. I'll leave it at that on that. But anyway, the only way we'll win any battles in government is you fight it in open session in front of the people. You try to fight it behind closed doors, you're going to lose. I will continue to fight. I will continue to answer my phone for the citizens of Kershaw County. And guys, if somebody can do a better job than me, vote me out. I don't care. I'll go get me a camper and move into the mobile home park over there. Whatever it is, you know, be like I'm on a mini vacation for the rest of my life. But I don't plan to go anywhere. And I plan to hold everybody accountable as I plan to hold myself accountable. And have I been perfect? No. But am I pretty close? Yes. And I invite anybody on this council to talk about me in a positive manner in any way they see fit. Madam Chair, and I do have one other thing that I want to say. We have to me, he's a VIP. He's a friend of mine, and Ron Cooper. I appreciate you coming out tonight. He's a drummer. He drums with the BBGs. If y'all haven't heard of them, you're going to hear them soon because they'll be famous one day. But he's a good musician. Daughter's a great singer. And I'm glad you came out to get involved to see how your county council works. Welcome. That's it, Madam Chair. And Madam Chair, let me say this. I do not want your seat. They tried to brag on me about how good. I said, shut up, because you're just trying to start a fight. But I respect you. Nobody can take her place. She's a bulldog. And she's told me to be quiet before, and I was quiet. All right, having said that, and thank you, I'm so glad you're back. And by the way, my heart and my prayers has been with you and your sister and your immediate family throughout this whole thing, along with the members of this county council. We do care about you.
Thank Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, that concludes.
So Jimmy, he's not perfect, but he's close. I mean, close to perfect. I'm in awe. I am in awe in his presence of how perfect he is. I really am. It's an amazing thing. And he knows he's perfect, almost, not quite. And his humbleness and his perfectness just amazes most people. You know, he is a man of the people. And because of his perfectness, he's going to sacrifice by running again and again and again and being the voice for the people. Don't y'all know nothing? You know, when you get smarter people, you need smarter people, to more perfecter people, you know. That's Jimmy Jones. Me, 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 and I. Finally, we have Miss Gwen, Miss Katie Gwen. She's back from her sabbatical. I've lost my mom. I've lost loved ones, especially during this Verona thing. I know it's hard. My prayers go out to her and all, but she's back now. And I want you to listen to what she says to Jeff.
First, I want to address Mr. Maddox. I'm sorry that you couldn't be here tonight. I did tell him that I would read his email. I did not read the last part due to time. This has come up not just from him, but several people. County council meetings are a business meeting to conduct business on behalf of the people. So it's not a town hall. It's not a forum where we do discussion. It's truly a business meeting. So in keeping proper decorum, there have to be rules. It's been challenged legally, and we can, and me specifically, can set those rules, ask people to limit what they're saying, use appropriate language. So I'm confident in that, and I stand by that. I've always been an advocate to protect public comments. But again, public comments are just a small part of the meeting. I always am thankful to Mr. Maddox for the points he brings and everything he advocates for. But we have to have a time limit rules set forth so that this meeting can keep proper decorum. I am getting through your emails and your text messages. Please be patient. I am calling every single constituent that contacted me while I was out back. So please just, I did not forget about you. I'm still here and I will get back to you. Thank you, Mr. Shoemake, for scheduling a town hall. I really like town halls. I need to schedule one myself because that's when you can have that dialogue and discussion back and forth. And that's all I have.
So we got rules. We got rules, and this is a business meeting, see? A business meeting for the corporation, the council, again, an immortal being. And it's not just just these people. I mean, they'd like to do it, but this is a business meeting for the immortal being that rules over everybody. So, we can't upset that apple cart. No. Now, we might can have a little town hall here and there and all, but Lord knows we don't want to get everybody together and have back and forth with the people. No, we can't do that. They don't give a shit. These people don't give a shit. These are do-gooders that as soon as they're elected, they're smarter than everybody else. They got a label on them called expert now. And they don't need to hear from us. They're getting more information than they know what to do with. They got their experts and all. And they're going to know what is good for you and good for me. And you only get 5 minutes, but you're a lot better off than them people up at Congress that only get a damn minute. And we ought to be grateful that they allow us 5 minutes here and 5 minutes there and no back and forth questioning. We're peons in the world of county council. Ladies and gentlemen, as I said at the end of my speech, and I'm going to put it again at the end of this, the time for silence is over. There's a war against our families. There's a war against our children. There's a war against our freedom. The time for silence is over. That's it for the Kershaw County Liberty Report. See y'all soon. Peace.
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people.
Right.
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right. If we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? Once you realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal, that if government is providing a service for you, well, then why does it need to be provided by force?
I challenge this council to implement real, open, and transparent government by passing new rules and new procedures to encourage debate by subjecting council to questions and answers in open public forums on a regular basis. Ladies and gentlemen, our government has trampled on us for far too long. We have begged them for years for redress to no avail. We are now taxed, regulated, and fined to the point that little can be saved from our dwindling paychecks. We are told these things are for the greater good, but each claim that people get poorer and poorer. This we are told is for the greater good. This nation was founded on principles of individual God-given rights, and that governments are formed by men to secure these rights, not to rule and regulate the people for the greater good of the collective. We, the people of the United States, have given away the freedoms of old for the promises of security and prosperity, only to lose the freedoms once sacrificed with thousands of lives to achieve. I urge my fellow Americans to rise to the occasion, rise up, speak truth to power. There is a war against our freedom. There is a war against our families. There is a war for our children. The time for silence is long since past. The enemies of freedom are inside the castle.